Hello everyone, welcome back to our channel. What's new this month? In March and in the field of patent, CALB ruled infringed CALT's patent right. In July 2021, CALT sued CALB for patent infringement involving three invention patents and two utility model patents. The patents involved include the positive plates and the batteries, explosion-proof equipment, current collector and batteries, lithium-ion batteries, the structure of a power battery cover and power batteries. The batteries suspected of infringement have been installed on tens of thousands of vehicles. Recently, the Intermediate People's Court of Fuzhou made the following judgment. CALB shall stop selling the products that infringe CALT's patent, compensate CALT for economic losses about $5.2 million, and pay the fee for invention patent temporary protection of about $116,000. Pay CALT reasonable cost of $29,473. Dismiss other claims from CALT. In the field of trademark, Audi lost its trademark infringement lawsuit against NIO. The European Union Intellectual Property Office, EUIPO, decided that NIO naming its two models, ES8 and ES6, does not constitute a likelihood of confusion with Audi S8 and S6. Previously, Audi filed an invalidation request against NIO's trademark ES8 and ES6, registered before EUIPO. In the field of cases, authorities released the top 10 exemplary cases of Jianwang 2022 special campaign. In 2022, the National Copyright Administration, the Cyberspace Administration of China, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the Ministry of Public Security jointly launched the special campaign Jianwang 2022 to further enhance the strength of combating cyberspace copyright infringement and privacy, focusing on key areas of the Internet. A number of major cases of cyberspace copyright infringement and privacy were investigated and dealt with. To further publicize the achievements of this special campaign and give full play to the exemplary cases as guidance, the National Copyright Administration and the other four departments recently released the top 10 exemplary cases of the Jianwang 2022 special campaign. In the field of statistics, from the WIPO, China holds on to its spot as the top filer of the PCT application in 2022. On February 28, local time, the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, released its latest report, which showed that China remained to the top ranking of PCT application, with 70,050 applications filed, up by 0.6% year-on-year, accounting for more than a quarter of the total. The following countries among the top five in turn are the United States, Japan, South Korea, and Germany. Chinese telecoms giant Huawei Technology remained by far the top filer with 7,689 published PCT applications in 2022. According to the report, in 2022, PCT filings rose by 0.3%, totaling 278,100 and hitting the highest number ever recorded in a single year. Asia remained the dominant source of the international patent applications, accounting for 54.7% of the 2022 in total, up from 40.3% in the year of 2012. In the education sector, the University of California remained the top application with 552 published PCT applications in 2022. Zhejiang University came in the second with 309 applications, followed by Suzhou University with 303 applications. Suzhou University saw the sharpest increase among the top 10 educational institutions, with the number of PCT applications almost doubling from 2021. The report also indicates that the number of designs include the international applications under WIPO's HEC system for the International Registration of Industrial Design increased by 11.2%, reaching 25,028 in 2022. China, as a new member, sought protection for 2,558 designs, securing second place. Demand for design protection saw double-digit growth, with China's accession to WIPO's International Design Registration System in 2022 following a surge in international design applications. The report also said the total number of trademark applications filed under merger system in 2022 reached 69,000. Chinese applicants ranked third with 4,991 international trademark applications. WIPO Director General Darren Tang said, international IP filings largely held up in 2022. Despite difficult economic conditions and a decline in risk finance, business continued to invest in innovation. China's entry into the Hague system, WIPO's international register for industrial designs, flew design applications from China and the rest of the world, showing that multilateral approaches to international cooperation can deliver benefits for everyone. Another news in the field of statistics, Book Report of Spring People's Procuratory, SPP, prosecuted 30,000 people for infringement of trademark and patent right last year. According to the recent work report of the Spring People's Procuratory, a total of 30,000 people were prosecuted for infringing trademark rights, patent rights, and copyright, as well as trade secrets in 2022, up by 51.2% from 2018. That's all the news in March. Hope you find them interesting, and see you next time.